Some guidance arrives as feelings, some as symbols, and some as patterns that we repeat until you finally recognize them. Astrology and numerology, well, they're really not about prediction. They're about recognition. They show you timing instead of outcome, cycles instead of certainty, and momentum instead of force. When you learn to read the codes of the cosmos, you stop asking, what am I doing wrong? And start asking, well, what season am I in? That shift alone changes everything. Today's Mystical Minds explores astrology and numerology as divinatory systems, not to tell you what will happen, but to help you understand where you are, what is active, and how to move wisely. And hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Mystical Minds podcast. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm the creator of Out of Body Ecstasy, the Anytime, Anywhere Orgasmic Experience. With over 40 years, I'm also a psychic and energy worker, a soul connection specialist. And over the years, I've written 8 books, with book 9, Soulful Connections, scheduled to be released in 26. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and a safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. And I apologize for not being here last Monday. I really wasn't feeling too good. I had to put down my cat, Big Cat Ross, on Friday, and by Monday, I was still really upset. So I just didn't feel like doing anything on Monday. I'm sure we all can relate to that in one way or the other, right? Right. Some other stuff's going on. Last week, or week before, I think, I listed a new set of telepathic subliminals, including options for telepathic connection, telepathic sex, and twin flame style telepathic sex as well. Now, I have to write these as intimacy as opposed to sex because, well, the payment systems get really iffy if I put sex. They don't like that. I'm also releasing this week new dream and astral focused audios, subliminal audios. They're created to support lucid awareness. There's for dream and astral recall, to have dream sex, to have astral sex, for astral separation, for astral travel. These are all subliminals or non-physical states of consciousness. These guys help you do what you want to do. They don't program you to do things that you wouldn't want to do. With the audios, you also get a list of all the affirmations that I use, if I use any other types of frequency, if it's binaural beats, the whole nine yards. It's been helping a lot of people, so I hope you give it a look and check it out. And if you have any questions, let me know. All right? So let us move on to the card of the week. And of course, oh, I haven't gotten my cards. Where are they? What do I want to use? This one. How about this one? Oh, Lord. I'm doing this on Sunday because on Monday, we may not have electricity. It's hard to tell because of all the snow we're getting here. I hope that all of you that are part of this storm system that's going on right now, I hope you're all staying safe and that you do have electricity and that you're off the roads. And just keeping yourself safe and warm. I know none of my animals have moved an inch, the 11 cats and the one dog, for quite some time. They're all hunkered down here. There's a lot of snow outside my window. I am not looking forward to shoveling it, but I'm not even going to attempt it until tomorrow, maybe Tuesday. And then I think Monday night here in Ohio, it's supposed to get down to some stupid negative 25 or negative 32. Or whatever it is, it's insane. And yeah, no one's going to be seeing me until at least Wednesday, for sure. So let's pull a card for this week. I'm using the Shaman's Dream Oracle by Alberto Villadero and Colette Baron-Reed. And let's see what kind of card we pull for us this week. Now, it doesn't matter, of course, if you're listening to this episode right now, or if you come across it 5 years or from now, this is your card for the week. And we have the Magician's Sword about having confidence in your magic. Ooh, that sounds pretty interesting for the week, doesn't it? It's about having confidence in your magic. Nothing can stop you, and the beauty you seek is right there. Yes, I'm not really familiar with this deck yet, but whenever I've come across anything that has a magician and a sword, it's about directing your influence, your energy, your focus into something of importance, being positive, etc. So, I'm just going to read you the explanation they give. When the Magician's Sword appears, you are called to cut the cords that bind you to old thought forms and beliefs, or to friends who are not true. With the power of the Magician's Sword, nothing can stop you, hurt you, or turn you away from the beauty you seek or the goal you desire with all your heart. The sword is a tool. It's not a weapon. So make sure you wield it wisely and for the greater good. Find the stuck places where you are kept tethered to a toxic person, a particular location, or maybe some faulty thoughts or beliefs, and let the blade do its magic. You have a large endowment of magic available to you when you believe in miracles. But don't look to the heavens to grant you a wish. Look within. Use the Magician's Sword to cut through limiting beliefs, and remember that all beliefs are limiting. And focus your intention in order to create what you wish. You have all the tools you need for the task at hand. You only need to muster the wherewithal to deploy the resources you have. When the Magician's Sword appears, it is time to get moving. This is not a tool for completion, for gazing at the finely polished edge. It is an instrument calling for the decisive action. And remember, the sword is alive with a wisdom you can summon to help you find the best course of action. Don't hesitate. Act. All right. So, sword, magician, focus, full steam ahead. Yep. It's the same with this deck, too. They just put more stuff in it. It is time to get going, people. Don't let things hold you back this week. You go full steam ahead. You remove, delete those past beliefs that kept you down, that kept you situated, and just reach for the stars and believe in miracles. Miracles can really happen. I know it doesn't look like it nowadays with all the crap that's going on in the world, but there are miracles. And something positive is going to be happening this week. All right. So let's move forward to the mystical item of the week. And this is something that you guys will have to go get on your own. It's either a personal astrology chart or maybe numerology. It's your personal cosmic code, okay? This could be your birth chart, your sun, moon, or rising sun, your life path number, your personal year number, or a number that consistently repeats for you, okay? Astrology and numerology always begin with self-location. Before you can read the skies, before you can interpret cycles, you must know where you are standing within them. Okay? Divination without self-location becomes abstract. Divination with self-location becomes practical. It's like for myself. My sun sign is a Taurus. My rising sign is Libra. My moon sign is Aquarius. My life path number is a 3. And my personal year this year, what is my personal year this year? Overall, this is a 1 personal year. And of course, this is in next month in February, this is going to be the fire horse year in Chinese astrology, which it's about, everything's about starting new, right? That's what it feels like. What is my personal year? I got to figure this out. All right. Because, you know, that's all. That's what you guys want to do is listen to me do this. And we are in 2026, which is a 1 year. I am in an 8 year. Oh, excelente. An 8-year is good stuff. That's making money, pushing forward, using this magician's sword to really kick some ass in 26. Yes, and that's what I plan on doing. Oh, yes, I do. So let's go forward. Let's talk about astrology as timing and not fate, okay? Astrology is often reduced to personality traits or future prediction. I personally believe it's a misunderstanding. Astrology, I feel, is a timing system. It reveals energetic seasons, periods of expansion and contraction, moments when action is supported, moments when integration is required. And astrology can answer questions like, why does this feel harder for me right now? Or why does the same theme keep returning? And why does pushing suddenly stop working? There's nothing wrong during these difficult transits. They indicate pressure for growth, not punishment. When you use astrology as prophecy, you stop fighting cycles and start cooperating with them. Your birth chart is not a verdict on who you are. It's a map of how energy moves through you. It shows you how you process information, how you respond to stress, where you seek meaning, and what type of lessons repeat. Prophecy in astrology does not come from single placements. It comes from patterns across this chart. If themes around responsibility, communication, intimacy, or transformation keep appearing, those are areas of repeated growth, not failure. The chart does not tell you what will happen. It tells you where growth will ask for attention over time. Now, numerology. Numerology works different than astrology. Astrology shows energetic weather. Numerology shows where you are in the story. The numbers can reveal beginnings, development, testing, consolidation, and maybe completion. Your life path number reflects the overarching lesson of your lifetime. And since mine is a 3, which is being creative and social, it's also having too many irons in the fire. And if that doesn't explain me, I don't know what else does. Your personal year number reflects the lesson of this year. Many people feel frustrated because they're trying to initiate something during a completion year, which was 2025 universally. It was a 9. Rest during an action year. Like, this is an action year for me. I can't just sit on my ass. And force clarity through a gestation period or gestation year, where things just kind of chill and are bubbling under the surface. Numerology helps you stop mistiming your effort. It answers, what is this phase asking of me? Not what do I want it to give me right now? Okay. Now, astrology and numerology, they're complementary languages. Astrology explains how energy expresses, where pressure is applied, what themes are activated. Numerology, when cycles begin and end, what phase you're in, what kind of response is appropriate. Together, they create context. Instead of asking, how do I manifest faster? You start asking, what kind of movement is actually supported right now? That question prevents burnout, misalignment, and self-blame. All right? Now, divination is not meant to replace choice. Astrology and numerology are tools for orientation, timing, self-awareness, and compassion. They are not meant to excuse behavior, delay action indefinitely, or remove any type of responsibility. If a system creates fear, rigidity, or dependency, it's being misused. Healthy divination leaves you clearer, calmer, more grounded, more capable of choice. The goal is wisdom, not certainty. Because folks, what we're certain in life, someday our physical form is going to die. Absolutely. But our soul goes on for later, which is wonderful. So your soul work for the week. This is for you to locate yourself in your cycle. It's about orientation, not action. Choose one system, either astrology or numerology. Ask yourself, what cycle are you currently in? Is this a season of initiation, of building, of testing, of completion, of rest? Like for myself, in a 7 personal year, that's rest. That's inward involvement, that's reflection, that's studying, etc. 8 is balls out forward. Let's get your ass in gear and get moving. Okay. And when you go in line with the astrology and the numerology, it's cooperation. And what does cooperation look like for you? You don't want to force anything. You don't want to fix it. You just want to find alignment. Now, prophecy is not about seeing the future. It's about recognizing patterns early enough to respond wisely. Astrology and numerology don't tell you who to be. They remind you where you are. And when you know where you are, you stop pushing blindly and start moving with precision. January closes with awareness, guys, not urgency. Next month, Mystical Minds, we shift into a new energetic chapter. It's going to be exciting. Until then, read the codes, respect the timing, and trust a rhythm you're already moving within. And that's a wrap here, folks, on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. And don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for episode. And if you loved what we explored today, don't keep it to yourself. Please share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, please join us over at the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to grow your gifts, to explore for expansion, to work on energy work, soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. All right. You can also book a private reading or energy work. Excuse me. Got a tickle in my throat. Or a soul session with me, plus your subliminals. Let's not forget about them, at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.